Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is AppSats Radio, help for partners after sexual betrayal. We talk about it here.
Betrayal trauma.
We are AppSats certified clinical partner specialists and coaches who have been trained to help navigate you through this crisis. There is nothing we won't talk about.
Sometimes listeners want to know about triggers.
I'm dealing with the aftermath of my husband's affairs, and he still works the same job that he did when he was acting out. It's a job that allows him to hide his goings-on and one that he stated was the previous trigger for his acting out. The whole 16 and a half years we've been together, he's acted out. In the beginning, what I thought it was just pornography. It ended up being, I found out 2.5 years ago, he had been with multiple prostitutes. I only found out a very small portion of that until about a month ago. How do you cope with all of that when you still have to deal with unavoidable triggers?
Well, of course you would feel traumatized by hearing all that information. And I got to tell you, Stephanie, that's a staggered disclosure. That's finding out little bits and pieces about your husband's behavior throughout a time period, making you feel insecure, unsure, and unsafe. So what we got to do is set up a situation whereby you get with a specialist to do a formal disclosure so you can hear everything at one time in a safe environment.
Welcome to AppSats sponsored Betrayal Recovery Radio. Hi, I'm Carol Jurgensen Sheets, and I'll tell you what, the system just went down and then it just came back up. Internet, I'm telling you, you cannot always count on it, but it's so good to be with you. What I know is that you're in a world of hurt right now. And you want to feel better. And this show will help you to feel better. I promise you. How can I make that promise? Because we are the experts at appsats.org at explaining to you what partner trauma is all about. Now, not every partner has post-traumatic stress. Not every partner has complex post-traumatic stress. But there is no doubt that what you've been through has created a trauma response. And for that reason, we want you to understand your own symptoms so that you don't feel like you're going crazy. You know more than anybody how you feel, how you felt before discovery, how you're feeling now. And really, it's scary. It is absolutely scary to be going through this situation and not have people that understand what it's all about. And that's why we're trained to be partner sensitive, and that's what I feel so good about. And most of you have done so much reading. You've listened to so many podcasts that you know that these things are natural occurrences from what you've been through. Struggling, you don't know who to talk to. You don't know if the kids have heard. That's if you've just found out about discovery. I also know that there are plenty of listeners that have been dealing with this for a decade or two, and they listen to the show so that they can be reminded of how strong they really are, how far they've really come. And, you know, really, isn't that a sign of post-traumatic growth? When you have restored your sense of self and you know what happened to you was horrific, and yet you're no longer defined by partner betrayal, and, you know, you can relax either into his recovery or into your own life. That takes a bit of juggling to figure out what is the proper configuration of what you need. For some women, that need is all about support from groups, support from excellent clinicians and coaches that understand your trauma. Maybe it's being part of a couples group. I don't know. But what I can promise you is that you the right support. We know the professionals that are good. Whether you want a divorce or you want to stay together, we can help access the support you need to create the life that you envision. Because what we do know is that you never signed up for this. You never thought you'd have to do it. I'm wondering, though, if you could identify what's one thing about your life that you've actually felt that you managed well. You know, maybe it's that you've been able to take care of the kids and grow them up and give them the love they deserved. Or perhaps it has to do with the fact that despite this chaos, you did find intentional self-care and you learned a new hobby or sport. You know, one of my favorite people found dancing. She found that when she danced, she felt better. And so she would dance. And then she took classes. And then, lo and behold, she decided to be an instructor. We'll never know if the sexual betrayal was the catalyst for her finding dance. But what she says is that she absolutely found a release in dance that made her feel amazing. And it had been such a long time since she had felt amazing that it was such a relief. And wow, when you think about that and think about all the things that you may have enjoyed doing in the past, are there things that you enjoy now? Because there should be. You deserve to enjoy life again. And that's what we need to talk about, is what in your life would help you feel like you were enjoying your best life. I know it's inconceivable to think of that, isn't it? But is there something that you really, really, you really wanted in your life? Today, we're going to be talking about a 6-month coaching program. And I'm so excited about this because oftentimes women don't give themselves the 6 months they need to really invest in them. You know, my partner in crime, in terms of teaching clinicians and coaches how to be partner sensitive, Barbara Steffens, who co-wrote the book, Your Sexually Addicted Spouse, she says that so oftentimes the women she works with will put their husband's needs before theirs. That's who we are. That's how we roll, that we think of others. But the truth of the matter is you have to put yourself first. And you've got to do that because of the old adage of put that when you're on the plane and the air, the oxygen mask comes down, if you would put that oxygen mask on you first before you even begin with helping anybody else. You've got to have your tools together. So what's one thing that you've always wanted to do? That's what I'm going to leave you with today. I know it is easy to say, I don't know, and I don't have time for that. I'm just reeling from everything I've had to deal with. But that is an excuse. You can put yourself first. You should put yourself first. And I'm going to hold you accountable to putting yourself first. And when you do, it will reap a lot of dividends. And that's why our Coach Jenny today is going to be talking about this 6-month private coaching program for women who are actually in the later stages of healing. You know, they've actually been through discovery. They found a little bit more safety. They probably grieved and mourned, angry about what they've been through. And now they're wanting more in their life. They realize, I need more. And so I just want to welcome Jenny Rochelle to Partner Betrayal Recovery. And Jenny, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Carol. Just everything that you said just in the last few minutes or seconds, I loved so much.
Oh, good, good. So we're on the same page together, right?
100%. Yes.
Well, if you don't mind, would you tell our listening audience a little bit about you and, you know, why you chose this work?
So, for sure, I'm an ex-partner of a sex addict. It worked out in my marriage that it was the best thing for me to move on and start my life over again. And, you know, I realized kind of early on in that process, I had already been a life coach for a number of years, but I realized early on when I was still trying to figure out whether I was going to be able to stay married or not, I realized that eventually I was going to start working with partners and I was going to start being a coach for partners of sex addicts. And it took about 5 years from that moment to when I was actually ready to do that, because I had my own journey to go on for sure. And then in the fall of 2019, when I was really ready and I launched my coaching program and I was really focused on partners who were in the earlier stages that you mentioned, you know, the ones who really were looking for, you know, recovering from discovery and needing to have their disclosure because they're trying to create safety and then moving into more of the grief and the remembrance and mourning piece of it. And I've really been focused on that for you know, the last year and a half or so, doing a lot of group work with Sarah Morales, as well as some private coaching. But I knew in my heart that what I really wanted to do was to create this private coaching program for women who were in the later stages, which is, you know, in the APSAT model of stage 3, reconnection, which is really all about, you know, reconnecting with self. And so this is like my most comprehensive program. I feel like it's one of the reasons I was put on this earth. It is this combination of my own training, my master's in spiritual formation, my APSATS training, as well as the work I did for myself, because I was this woman who had this turning point in her life and realized that, you know, I actually was sitting down with Sarah Morales, who was my coach at back in the day, and we were coming up with a list of questions for another polygraph for who was already my ex-husband at this point. But I kept trying to reconcile. I would have these moments of clarity of like, I'm done and I need to move on, but I kept found myself going back over and over again because I would lose faith in me, or I eventually realized I didn't trust myself. But I was having this moment where I was sitting down with Sarah and I was trying to come up with questions for a polygraph, and I just had this moment of clarity of like, what am I doing? I don't want to live my life like this. And it's no judgment for the women who do, but for me, I just didn't want to live with that risk. I didn't want to keep putting my kids from my previous marriage at risk. And the key thing, though, Carol, was that moment I realized, and sort of what you were saying before, I had to choose me. I had to get serious about the work that I needed to do to keep coming back to this relationship that I knew in my heart wasn't the right thing for me.
Yeah, it's like you figured out that you didn't want to live this life anymore, and that meant you had to refocus on you. And that takes a lot of courage, because obviously nobody wants this to happen to them, and then nobody wants to have to make that hard decision of, you know, where do I live? How do we split things up? Can we afford to be divorced? What will this do to the kids? All those horrendous decisions that came out of his addiction. But you did make that choice. And how long did it take you to tell him and to figure it out and to begin to live your own life?
It took a long time. to get to that moment of clarity that I had, you know, with my own coach, it was probably, and the dates get fuzzy, Carol, because it was gaslighting and PTSD and trauma going on, and so my brain has trouble. But my first discovery was in November of 2012. Second one was in March of 2015. And that particular moment that I had where I was actually already divorced but thinking about reconciling again was in 2017. So it really took about two and a half years of trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and I would find these moments of clarity and start moving forward with divorce. And then a few months later, I would start to doubt myself and maybe we should give it another chance. And I would just keep getting stuck in this cycle of just trying and trying and trying again. But I realize now that was my own sacred journey that I had to go on, and the woman that I became in that process was essential to the work that I do today.
Well, and it sounds like you really gave yourself permission to be on that journey and to figure it out. You had an excellent coach who could kind of help you through it. And so if I understand you correctly, in 2017, you made that decision. When was your divorce final?
It was final in the beginning, like January of 2017. And this was probably like August of 2017 when I was like, realized, okay, this is the craziness. This is like, you know, the definition of insanity of keep doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. And so it was probably like August of 2017. So, yeah, we had been divorced for 8 months and, like, living separately. Everything was divided already. But I still kept, like, there was a whole lot going on. Obviously, I still cared for him. We had a child together. And there was all this fear that I had about who am I now outside of this relationship. And, you know, I had been divorced before. What if this is all that there was? What if he was my last chance at love again? You know, I was like in my early 40s with three kids, and there were all these self-doubt questions about who's going to love me again, and is this, am I walking away from love? And do I trust myself not to keep making the same mistakes? How do I become different?
And so, you know, obviously you fought your own feelings because you still loved him. And your fear was that you might not meet somebody else to love. And regardless of whether you did or not, and I'm going to ask you that in just a little bit, but really the path was, how do I spend time with myself and learn how to love myself again after something this horrendous has happened to me, right?
Absolutely. It's like, how do you be the love of your own life? And I think that's really at the core of what I teach women. We're taught to look outside of ourselves for value and esteem and even love. And we have to realize it is something that is inside of us. And the longer we continue to look outside of ourselves to be whole and complete, the more we're at risk of losing it. Right? And so the work is to know who we are, to learn to love ourselves and trust ourselves, and to understand how we've been showing up in relationships so that we can start to make different choices.
Well, okay. So then you obviously worked very diligently on figuring that out. And you have actually created a six-month coaching program. You're asking women to commit to 6 months of their life to learn about themselves and their own beauty after betrayal. Is that correct?
That is correct. It is a lot of work, and there's a workbook, and there's homework, and it's some of the most joyous and deepest work that I think a woman can do for herself. And it's definitely a gift that I ask women to commit to themselves. You know, most of these women, Carol, they come in and they've spent years working on the marriage. They've been over-functioning and focusing on the recovery and really putting all of it in. And I'm asking that, you know what, you deserve as much time and attention as you give to your marriage, as you give to your kids. And so I ask them to spend 6 months with me, and each month is dedicated to a different area of focus. And it's, and these areas of focus come out of, one, a lot of the work that I did for myself during that time to shift how I show up in relationships and understand myself and love myself again and come to believe, of course, there's more love for me. That's not how it works. Of course, if I'm ready and open to love, there will be more love for me.
Well, and let me ask you, I really want to know, why do you call this program Beauty After Betrayal?
Because I really want to focus on the beauty. You know, the betrayal and the story of the trauma and the betrayal becomes such a huge, it's like a dark cloud that hangs over our lives once we have that experience. And one of the key things I believe we have to do is to see, one, like we can redeem what happened to us and build a beautiful life. Like, there's still beauty available to you and hope and healing even after you've experienced this really dark thing. And it's empowering to not let it define you. And to, I'm still beautiful. I'm still valuable. In fact, more beautiful than ever because I have survived this thing that happened to me.
Well, and you and I both know, Jenny, that partner betrayal has three basic phases. Obviously, when a woman has discovered her husband's addiction, she's in the safety and stabilization period. She doesn't know what part of her life is real, and that makes her feel very unstable and unsafe. And then that second phase is the anger, the grieving, the mourning, everything she thought she had, what she doesn't ever think she will have, what she thought that she could have. I mean, it's all the loss that comes with partner betrayal. And third phase, of course, is post-traumatic growth. And you actually ask for women who are, they've been in that healing process and they're actually in the later stages of their healing. What made you choose those women to be in this very specialized coaching group?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, honestly, a lot of it, it's just really my passion where I'm drawn, and I know that some of my own biggest stretches of my own personal growth really came during that time period. It's a time when you're right. Everything in your life has been leveled. And, like, what you thought was real is not real, and it's kind of like a big do-over. And so I'm saying you have to do everything over and rebuild, so let's do it from this place of self-love with intentionality, and you become the person that you were born to be. Because that makeup, I don't believe, Carol, right, that we can go back to be the woman that we were before, right, the trauma happened. But the kind of good news to that piece of it is most people aren't really living their fullest lives anyway, even before the trauma happened, just because we take on expectations from family, from society, from work. We lose little bits of ourselves. And so I'm saying now your life has been leveled. So let's rebuild it and let's reclaim more of what you lost even before the trauma happened.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And you know, what I believe is that women have so much trouble focusing when all this has happened to them, when they're in the very early stages, it's really about survival. And they can't even begin to think about how could my life be different. And so women would not really be available emotionally to start looking on how to reclaim and rediscover themselves. And so obviously that second phase, the mourning and the grieving and the anger, that's a lot of hard work. And that really needs to be the focus so that they can begin to work through the trauma betrayal. So this, you've got women in this program. Now, is this coaching program a group? I mean, is it many women in the coaching program, or do you see them individually?
I see these ladies individually. We meet weekly. We start off, we spend actually 28 hours together in total. We start off with a three-hour activation session where, we sort of lay out what we're going to do together over the 6 months. I'm also a huge Enneagram nut. And so all of the ladies who work with me privately, I have them do an Enneagram assessment because I think that's one of the most powerful tools we have to understanding why we do some of the things that we do. And so that's a huge piece of what we do in that first three-hour session. And then we have, 1 hour a week for the next 24 weeks and then, or 22 weeks rather, and then at the very end we have another three-hour celebration session. And all of this is done over Zoom, and I have created this beautiful workbook that for each of months, because each of those months is then broken down into a particular topic. And there's a workbook with exercises and journal prompts and stuff to help you move through each of the subjects.
Well, and so do they ever re-up for another 6 months?
Well, I just started offering this in January, so we'll see what happens. It's sort of like the first group of ladies is going through it right now. Or maybe when we get to that point, there's something else that I will invent to meet them at that point.
Well, that's interesting. So this is your first test run, if you will, of the six-month process. And would you describe for our listening audiences, because obviously we have coaches that listen to the show and clinicians and partners. So if you're a partner out there, you may be wondering, am I right for this program? And if you're a clinician or coach, you may be wondering, hey, do I have somebody who would be ripe and ready for the program? So describe the type of client you're looking for.
So we've touched on a lot of the key aspects already, but it really is for that partner who has reached some amount of stability and safety in their life. So they have this base from which to start to rebuild from. And so it's definitely like we've described in this stage three, more reconnection phase. And a lot of the language I use is, I love Judith Herman, and I know that model is based on, Judith Herman, Stages of Recovery. And so a lot of what I've built is also based and informed by research I've done in her world. But it's a woman, and it's like you get to the point where you're just ready to focus on you, like regardless of whether you're staying or going, there's this point where you're like, I need to focus on me now. I need to, because I can't control what's happening in the addict's world. I can only control me. And you're tired of overfunctioning and trying to save the marriage, and you feel like your whole life has been about that this whole time. And like whether or not you've chosen to end or stay, you're struggling with whether to know you made the right decision. And deep down, you worry that you'll never be able to trust yourself, and you're afraid of making the same mistakes all over again. But one of the key ways that I can tell, when I can get on the phone with one of these ladies, Carol, I can tell by asking one question where they are and whether or not they're ready to do this work. I'll say, where do you see yourself in a year? And I'm sure you know how I tell the difference, Carol. Like the woman in the early stages, they can't see past this afternoon. They can't vision. They can't imagine a life that far forward because it's so unstable and uncertain. But once they get to the point where even if it's not quite fluid or they struggle to give themselves permission, but they can be like, oh, I want to feel peaceful or I want something for myself in the future. That's when I know that they're approaching the ability to do this work.
Yes, it's almost like they have a vision for what they mm-hmm. want. They just don't know how to get there. And your Beauty After Betrayal coaching program shows them how to get there. And so
if we were
to go to your website, which is jennirochelle.com/beautyafterbetrayal, what will we see?
You would see a very long, beautiful page with lots of information of what it would, and it really is a lot of like who this is program is for. And we break it down month by month. You'll see some lovely testimonials and pictures of me. And really, it helps the woman walk through, you know, the woman who's ready to do this. It's the woman who wants to feel happy again, who wants to feel joy again, who wants to feel loved and cared for. And you know what else? She wants a great sex life. Let's just say that. She wants to feel sexy, alive, desired, and adored. And the thing that I hear the most from women who are in this phase is they want to feel peace. I can't tell you how many times they just want to feel peace and know that they can trust themselves and make the right decision. And then the page also, you'll see it breaks down month by month what we work on. And in month one, we work on what I call somatic resilience, which is we touch back actually to safety a little bit and we talk about boundaries. And that these kinds of boundaries are more about the ones that we have for ourselves, which at this phase I think are the most important boundaries that we have. And then we talk about what are your somatic practices, your sensory practices that help you stay grounded because you're still getting triggered at this phase. And so how do you really have the boundaries in place to keep yourself safe and know how to regulate your own nervous system? And then the second month, I call it We Uncover Your Essential Self. That's a new little fun word I made up because I believe that sensuality and sexuality is a huge part of our values. And this is really where we dig into what are your values? What are the values that you're making your decisions in your life by? And are they actually yours? And so we try to uncover what are your beliefs? What are the expectations you picked up over a lifetime? And are they really the most important things that you believe in? And then my favorite month, Carol, is where we unpack the relational pattern. And this is my own sort of process. I have blended like a relationship inventory from 12 steps with Imago theory in a very non-judgmental way. We look back at how, you know, they've been showing up in their relationship, starting with their family of origin. And when you lay everything out, you start to see this pattern. And all of this is obviously these women didn't choose, and I come from this place of love and take a fierce stand that, you know, the partners did not intentionally choose to be married to an addict. But I also believe that most of us have unprocessed childhood trauma, unhealed childhood wounds that are playing themselves out over a lifetime. And once we start to spot that, we can start to change it.
Well, I love this website. I just went on, and I'm sure the people that go to the website, and again, the website is www.jennirochelle.com. And, of course, that's /beautyafterbetrayal if you want to find out more about that. Jenny, is that you? Are you the woman
yes.
with the butterflies? And, yes, I know.
Yes.
So you look so relaxed. You look so at ease with yourself. You look like you could be a model, and you've got these packs, too. So, I mean, there's just so many sides of you. And I was reading your endorsements. I mean, clearly, you're present, trustworthy, loving, and empowered. And then I loved what Cindy said. Jenny has this really quirky, spiritual, creative presence, and she's so empathetic. So, I mean, what an endorsement. You're a yoga therapist. You're obviously a certified life coach and have been for how many years?
Oh, my gosh. 6 years? Yeah, 6 years.
Very cool. And then, obviously, you are going to graduate with a master's in spiritual formation from the Episcopal Seminary of the Southwest. So say you have a spiritual sense to you. They mean it. And yet, if you looked at this woman, you would think she is a partier. She is so happy. And she's, you know, you've just got so much style. I just love it. And so I would encourage our listening audience to take a look at Jenny's website. If you're somebody that works with clients, you really need to see what she's offering. And as she indicated, she really breaks down her program into resilience and nurturing that somatic resilience, which means the body, right?
Right.
Yeah, uncovering your essential self, which you said is kind of that sensual part of oneself. You know, how do you unpack your relational pattern? And boy, I know when you said at the beginning of the show that one of your fears was really what happens if your picker is bad? What happens if you get the same person the second time around? And that's what so many partners feel. So I'm glad that you're going to be talking about relational patterns, both within yourself and for other people. And I tell my clients, I want them over in post-traumatic growth because they need to play. They need to know what pleasures themselves. You missed it at the very beginning. I was talking about find something that makes you smile, whether it's a hobby, whether it's a pet, whether it's something creative or something spiritual. Women need to feel that joy again. And in some ways, this addiction robbed them of their joy, but they should not be dependent on giving the addiction the power to make their life joyless. They need to find their joy and create their comeback story, their her story, so to speak.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now I want to ask you, you've spent a lot of time on this, and you're somebody who has said, you know, I can come back from this. You said you know if a woman is ready, if she begins to have this nudging or tugging that there is something more for her life. How can somebody connect with you if they think they may be ready to do this coaching program?
Well, there's a pink button at the top of that webpage that says apply now. That's the easiest way to do it, is they'll be taken to a form on my calendar, and I ask them a few questions. The application is just a few simple questions. And then they pick a time to meet with me, and I meet with everyone personally, and we just talk through. It really is just a consultation to sort of see where they are and if they're truly ready. And then if they are, I was like, okay, here are the details, and this is how we work together. But it really is that simple.
Well, I love that. I love that simplicity. And so I'm going to ask you, you know, I wrote the book Unleashing Your Power, Moving Beyond Sexual Betrayal. And I'm going to ask you to fill in the following questions, okay? Just a word or two. I'm going to ask you, if I asked you to complete, as a woman I am, what would be three words that you might use to complete as a woman I am?
Powerful, inspiring, and in love.
Beautiful. Now, is that in love with somebody else or is that with you?
With life, with all of it. I am in love with someone else. You said you were going to ask me. I did meet someone else. I am remarried, and he is... And I'm happier than I ever thought I would ever be again. So just want to share that as well. There is more love.
That is inspiring. Absolutely inspiring. Okay. And as a woman, I want to be. How would you answer that?
I want to be in the business of liberating other souls.
Okay. That's a good one. And as a woman, I am not
willing to settle in my life anymore. There was so much settling out of fear that I did for a long time, Carol, and tried to talk myself into maybe this is good enough, and it wasn't for me. So I will not settle.
Well, Jenny Rochelle, I can tell that you are changing the lives of a lot of women, and I appreciate you coming on the show and showing women how they can show up and be there for their life. And again, if they do want to contact you, they can go to your website, www.jenny, J-E-N-N-I, Rochelle, R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E.com. And they'll find that beauty after betrayal by just hitting the top of the of your website. And I want you to keep us posted of other things you're doing in your life and when you write your first book about how to do this, because that is amazing. You've got a workbook to go with this program.
Yes, thank you. Oh, and I will do I'll do a quick surprise plug. I did launch last month my very own podcast, and it's the Beauty After Betrayal podcast. So, and it's half me teaching how to recover, and it's half stories. It's half having other partners come on and share their comeback stories. And so Beauty After Betrayal podcast is another way to find me in the world.
Okay, so now if they Google that, Beauty After Betrayal podcast, are you on Spotify or Apple or Stitcher?
Yep. Spotify, Apple, and Google right now.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, I can't wait. I haven't heard that podcast, so I'll make sure to listen to it. I really believe that whenever there's trauma, there's always strength and empowerment, and people's stories are so inspiring. So thank you so much for inspiring us by your energy and your creativity and your inspiration.
Oh, thank you so much, Carol. You're certainly an inspiration to all of us. And I just want to tell you, like, all of my clients, especially my group clients, they love you. They love you so much.
Oh.
They're so admired in this community. So thank you for all the work that you do for all of us.
Well, we're all doing it together, and that's what counts. So you make it a good week. I know you will, and continue to feel all those endorphins from changing the world one person at a time and being in love. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, Carol.
Uh-huh. You know, it's inspiring to hear women who've been through this listen to their gut, follow their gut, take the courageous step to work on their life, and then see the dividends as a result. Jenny Rochelle. Again, her program's called Beauty After Betrayal. Check out her podcast. And I will see you next week on your Betrayal Recovery Radio. And I want you to make it a good one. You can do it. You're not in this by yourself. And if you've hit the wall, you've been doing this for a while and you've hit the wall, you need to go to appsats.org and look for a coach or a clinician in your area. You know, there will only be one of you at all times, so fearlessly have the courage to be yourself. Talk to you soon. And we'll see you next week.
For more information, go to appsats.org, the Association of Partners of Sex Addicts Trauma Specialists, to find a professional in your area who is trained to help you after sexual betrayal.